All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Ayah 62 to 64 of Surah Yunus mean, verily, no fear shall come upon the righteous Muslims, nor shall they grieve. They are the ones who have believed and have been pious. For them are good tidings in the worldly life and in the hereafter. Shaykh Abdullah Al-Harari, may Allah have mercy on him, was a highly distinguished figure and a prominent follower of Imam Al-Rifa'i, may Allah raise his rank. Shaykh Abdullah was an honorable scholar, narrator of hadith, interpreter of the Quran, who had a deep knowledge in the religion and was very humble when dealing with Muslims and very firm when refuting the claims of the people of misguidance. Moreover, he was a person whom you would never feel bored when sitting with, nor would you like to leave his session except to perform an act of worship. He used to bear the harm of others, be patient when calamities befall, fulfill his promise, and was so generous when giving in charity. He spent his lifetime warning against the people of misguidance, which is an obligation upon us, warning against the deviants, help in bringing the misguided ones back to the correct path. Moreover, if the misguided one was deceased, then the people would know his misguidance and consequently would not follow his path. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, until when you would withhold from warning against the deviant, warn against him so that people would know his misguidance and repel away from him. The wisdom and benefit of warning against the people of misguidance is to make people aware of their corruption, and consequently, people would not follow their misguidance. Otherwise, if they are not warned against them, then it is feared that the lay people might follow their misguidance and that would cause a great corruption. Shaykh Abdullah Al-Harari, may Allah have mercy on him, was also a true Sufi. The true Sufis adhere to the religion of Islam and do not follow their desires. They do not seek the luxurious in types of food, drink, clothes and the like. They are satisfied in consuming what is sufficient to maintain their health, and at the same time they exert a great effort performing numerous acts of obedience to Allah, such as fulfilling the obligations and performing a lot of optional rewardable deeds. Once Shaykh Abdullah advised his student by saying, the one who does not go against his desires will not reach the high ranks. On top of being occupied with teaching day and night, Shaykh Abdullah, may Allah have mercy on him, spent a great deal of his time making dhikr. His tongue was always moist with the dhikr of Allah and consistently performed the night prayers. However, teaching is an obligation and its reward is greater. If Shaykh Abdullah had only adhered to teaching, performing the obligations and refraining from what is unlawful, that would have been sufficient for him to reach the status of wilaya, righteousness. Yet the Shaykh, may Allah raise his rank, used to add to this and wake up at night to perform the optional night prayers and make dhikr. The time in which he was not teaching was spent in praying, making dhikr, and a great deal of istighfar. The Shaykh used to walk the path of our previous masters, such as our master Zainul Abideen, Ali, the son of Al-Husayn, who used to pray 1,000 rak'ahs every day. He had an orchard with 500 trees in it, and he used to pray 2 rak'ahs under each one, and for that reason he was known as Al-Imam As-Sajjad. Imam Zainul Abideen was the greatest Qurashi of his time. Allah mentioned in the Quran that people will be with their imams on the day of judgment. That is, the person who followed a guided imam will be with that imam on the day of judgment, and the one who followed a misguided imam will be joining that misguided imam on the day of judgment. We ask Allah to gather us with our master Ahmad al-Rifa'i and Shaykh Abdullah al-Harari on the day of judgment behind our master Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Allah knows best.